949. Your privacy is our priority.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Bill Ogden. He's part of tacticalcivics.com on this Tuesday, October 10th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers. Last half hour of today's show, if you'd like the link to that website, just text me TC, Tactical Civics. Not Traverse City, no, Tactical Civics. Just text me TC, and I'll send you the link to it. You just click on it, and it'll take you right to the website. I just sent that to Tex down there in Porter, Texas. Tex Red. One of the things that I need you to understand, and we learned this at the boot camp on Saturday, that Jim Lewis and fellow Marine John Heron taught us, was the list. And you heard Bill Ogden refer to it. What is the list? The list is in our U.S. Constitution, folks. If you go to the U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 1, is all legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States, comma, which shall consist of a Senate and a House of Representatives, period. That's Article 1, Section 1. It is the Constitution of the United States. The preamble, of course, we the people of the United States, comma, in order to form a more perfect union, comma, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, comma, posterity, of course, future generations, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. This was the rule book. This was how our federal government in Washington, D.C. was supposed to operate under. And when they defined in Article 1, Section 1, all legislative, that means laws, all legislative powers herein granted, that means what we give to the federal government shall be vested in a Congress, which shall consist of a Senate, U.S. Senate, 100 U.S. senators, two from every state, because they wanted the states represented by two U.S. senators so they had equal votes, no matter the size of the state. Whether it's a tiny state population-wise like Wyoming, Montana, for example, New Hampshire, compared to New York and California, and Michigan's in the middle, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, the middle of the country, we're in the middle. We don't have those large population centers like New York and California, but we're bigger than Montana and Wyoming. But it doesn't matter. All 50 states are equal in the Senate. You have two U.S. senators. Shall consist of a Senate and a House of Representatives. House of Representatives, folks, is based on population. California has more U.S. congressmen than Michigan. New York has more congressmen than Michigan. The founding fathers settled, negotiated on a bicameral system in Washington to run our country because they wanted the population to be represented, but then they wanted states to have equal representation. It has to pass in the House and the Senate, be signed by the president to go into effect. At the state level, we have the state representatives, 110, 38 state senators, and one governor. But getting back to the U.S. Constitution and that list the bill is talking about, in the same absolute article, Article 1, Section 8, has a list enumerating the items that Washington can operate under. And this is it. If you do nothing more than just research in your pocket constitution or online, Google U.S. Constitution, go to Article 1, Section 8, and read this list, you'll understand that this is all that Washington can do. Their powers, their abilities, the way they can operate the federal government is listed specifically in Article 1, Section 8. And guess what? If it's not on this list, constitutionally, they can't do it. The Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes, duties, imposts, excises, to pay the debts and provide for the common defense and general welfare of the United States. But all duties, imposts, and excises shall be uniform throughout the United States. They basically can tax us. They have to fund the federal government. That is their first function and role in order to fund the federal government. Did you notice it doesn't say income tax? It says duty, imposts, and excise taxes, taxes on goods. Next function, to borrow money on the credit of the United States. They need to borrow money. They go to other countries, they negotiate loans, and they got the country funded and started by borrowing money against the faith and good credit of the United States. To regulate commerce with foreign nations. Commerce, trade, that was a function of the federal government. They didn't want the states negotiating their own deal with Great Britain and France. They wanted the country to negotiate commerce. Also among the several states, in between state commerce, and even with Indian tribes. Next, establish a uniform rule of naturalization. We wanted to grow the country. We wanted a process for people to become naturalized citizens of our country from other countries. And uniform laws on the subject of bankruptcies throughout the United States. They did not want bankruptcy laws to be controlled by each individual state. They want to federalize it. If you are not capable of running your finances, if you're not able to pay your bills, you need to file bankruptcy. They wanted it uniformed across the country. To coin money. Doesn't say print money. It says to coin money. Regulate the value thereof and of foreign coin and fix the standard of weights and measures. Do you know when you go to a gas station in any state, when you pull the trigger on the pump and you pump in 1.00 gallons of fuel into your vehicle, it's the same gallon, it's the same weight, it's the same exact precise volume in every state. That's done at the federal level. To provide for the punishment of counterfeiting the securities and current coin of the United States, not paper money, but coins, to establish post offices and roads, to promote the progress of science and useful arts by securing for limited times to authors and inventors the exclusive right to protect their writings and discoveries. What is that? Those are U.S. patents. and copyright and trademarks to constitute tribunals inferior to the Supreme Court. What does that mean? Setting up the lower courts, federal court system, U.S. districts, etc., etc. To define and punish piracies and felonies committed in the high seas and offenses against the law of nations. To declare war, grant letters of marque and reprisal, and make rules concerning captures on land and water. To raise and support armies, but no appropriation of money to that use shall be longer than 2 years. Do you realize that we have to pass a defense budget every 2 years in Washington, D.C.? That's what they're up against right now. Increasing the debt ceiling. That's what got Kevin McCarthy kicked out as speaker. They're reconvening today in Washington. The vote for new speaker is tomorrow. To provide and maintain a navy. To make rules for government and regulation of the land and naval forces. To provide for calling forth the militia to execute the laws of the Union, suppress insurrections, and repeal invasions. What is the militia? Every state had a militia. Did not have a standing army. The militia could be called up by the governor of those states in an organized battle plan that was supposed to be controlled by the president, the commander-in-chief in Washington, D.C. This is all in Article 1, Section 8, the list. When we get back from the break, I'll finish up the remaining three paragraphs. But folks, you have to understand, Article 1, Section 8, this list is the list. This is how our founding fathers said Washington must operate. Did you hear anything in there about the Affordable Care Act? Did you hear anything in there about the Department of Education, the EPA, Homeland Security? Did you hear any of that? Not yet. But we're going to get into the last three paragraphs in the last segment of today's show. Just read Article 1, Section 8. That is the list. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Patel.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back. Final segment of today's show. Going to finish up the last three, one, two, three paragraphs of Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution. To provide for organizing, arming, and disciplining the militia, and for governing such part of them as may be employed in the service of the United States. Reserving to the states, respectively, the appointment of the officers and the authority of training the militia according to the discipline prescribed by Congress. Now, of course, over time, we created a standing army. They could not rely on militia to go fight a war against Hitler in Europe. We had evolved, we had a standing army, we had a navy. You know, during World War II, we did not even officially have an air force. It was part of the army, part of the navy. Then we created the air force, and now we have the space force. We have all kinds of things. It was all prescribed by Congress. The next paragraph is lengthy, and I'm not going to get into all the details, but it says to exercise exclusive legislation in all cases whatsoever over such districts, not exceeding 10 miles square, as may be cession of particular states in the acceptance of Congress, become the seat of government of the United States, and to exercise like authority over all places purchased by the consent of the legislature of the state in which the same shall be, for the erection of forts, magazines, arsenals, dockyards, and other needful buildings. What does that all gobbledygook mean? The expansion of the federal government's requirements of actual buildings. To implement all of these things that need to be taking place in our country and running the federal government. The last paragraph. To make all laws which shall be necessary and proper for carrying into execution the foregoing powers. What does that mean? They needed to start passing laws in the Congress. Population controlled by and limited by population of each congressional district per each state based on population, and two U.S. senators that were elected by the state's legislators. Until 1913, folks, our Lansing state legislature elected U.S. senators. It was not by a popular vote like we're experiencing right now. This run for replacing Debbie Stabenow next year was not done by the voting public. The state legislature, which is elected by local people, state representatives, state senators, send these people to go and serve us in Lansing. they voted for U.S. senators. But, of course, Woodrow Wilson, the progressive, changed all that via the 17th Amendment. 1913, we got income tax, 16th Amendment. We got the general election of U.S. senators, and we got the Federal Reserve. The worst year in the history of our country, 1913, President Woodrow Wilson, who, by the way, was a grand wizard of the KKK. In the very first movie shown in the White House, Google it. To make all laws necessary and proper for carrying into execution the foregoing powers, comma, and all other powers vested by this Constitution in the government of the United States. This is the list, folks. This is it. Last sentence, comma, or in any department or officer thereof. Period. That's it. Now, through time, our country has gone through history. We've gone through wars. We have changed policy. We have amended this Constitution 27 times. The 27th Amendment, basically the last one that they have changed our Constitution under. That last amendment, May 7th of 1992, not too long ago. What does it say? No law varying the compensation for the services of senators and representatives shall take effect until an election of representatives shall have intervened, talking about their pay. Of course, they're all concerned about their paycheck, that we the people have to pay. So they amended it in the 27th Amendment in 1992. We haven't had another amendment since. Why? Because it's difficult to make a constitutional amendment that gets passed by a constitutional convention and then ratified by three-quarters of the states. 38 states must ratify those constitutional amendments. It's almost impossible to do nowadays. And sorry, folks, those of you pushing for a convention of the states, I'm totally against it. You can't even follow the current Constitution. What makes you think that if you alter it or amend it, that they're going to follow that? And do you really trust congressmen, senators, and state reps, senators to approve and ratify a good amendment? I don't trust them. That's it for today's show. Now back to the music. 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll at 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Have a great Tuesday, God willing. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed,